Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Very, very beautiful but short story tonight. I actually heard this story from, if I'm not mistaken, it was the uncle of the person with whom the miracle took place. And that is that there was a woman who unfortunately became very sick with a very serious disease called leukemia. And it was quite a struggle for her life. It was a very, very serious situation. And during the time that she began to recover, she began to get better and better and better. But after she recovered, the doctor sat down with her and her family and said, you know, that although she did get better, there's absolutely no way that she will ever have children. Because the illness, one of the things it does, apparently destroys that ability to have children. So as soon as this happened, the father was very upset, the father of the girl. After all, it's so important to be able to have children. And he ran to 770, he ran to the Rebbe, and he wrote a letter describing the situation and how upset he was that the doctor said there's no way that his daughter will be able to have children. And when he went into the Rebbe to discuss the situation, the Rebbe made a kind of emotion like, ah, don't worry about it. Just like, absolutely no problem, absolutely nothing to worry about. I don't think he said the words, but he just made the emotion like, ah. And sure enough, she had not one child. Not two children, not three, four, five, six, seven, eight, or nine. She was blessed with 10 healthy children. Now, what does it mean that the Rebbe went like this? The miracle happened that she was able to have children. So, of course, all brachas, all blessings come from Hashem. But the tzaddik's job, one of the jobs of the tzaddik, is to help to bring those blessings down into our world. Not that Hashem needs the help, but just like we say every day in the davening, v'yaminu b'Hashem u'v'moshe avdei, the Yidden believed, the Jewish people believed after the splitting of the sea and the water came back over the Egyptians and drowned all of them who were chasing the Yidden, the Jews. So v'yaminu b'Hashem u'v'moshe avdei, and the Jewish people believed in Hashem and in Moshe's servant. What does it mean? We believe in two things. We believe in Hashem and we believe in Moshe. I thought we just believed in Hashem. So, of course, we do just believe in Hashem. But we also believe that Hashem's system is that he works through an Eved, a servant, such as Moshe Rabbeinu. So that the Jewish people didn't hear the entire Torah from Hashem. They did hear the first two commandments because they insisted on hearing directly from Hashem, but then it was too much for them. And the other 611 commandments of the Torah, we heard from Moshe. And so, too, in every generation, Hashem selects a, so to speak, Moshe of the generation through whom he works with the Yidden, with the Jewish people. So just like Moshe, he didn't split the sea. Moshe didn't split the sea. Of course not. Moshe is a human being. How could he split a sea? Rather, he davened to Hashem, and Hashem wanted this system that Moshe Rabbeinu davens to him for something, and then he gives it. Or in the Haftorah, we recently read that Yeshua was fighting a battle against an enemy in Eretz Yisrael, and there wasn't time for the battle to be finished before it would become dark. So Yeshua davened to Hashem that the sun should stand still, and therefore there would be more daylight hours for them to complete the battle. So it doesn't mean that Yeshua actually caused the sun to stand still. Of course not. It was Hashem who caused the sun to stand still. But Yeshua was playing the role of the Eved, the servant of Hashem. So too, we should see Mashiach come very, very quickly. Of course, Mashiach will be the ultimate servant of Hashem, through whom will come the entire Geula, including the new revelations of Torah. Of course, there's only one Torah, but new revelations into Torah, new understanding of Torah, in such a way that it will seem like literally a new Torah. This way, we will have the world as it should be through Mashiach and Geula. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.